Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Yud Zayin, Nedarim 17a, pagination is 33. We're starting from the fifth line on the page, Masnisin Einu Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Yesh Neder B'soch Neder, it's possible to have one vow take effect within another vow. The explanation over here is going to be regarding a person who declares himself to be a Nazir, and then once again declares himself to be a Nazir, and the second vow is going to take effect, even though he is already currently a Nazir, and will provide him with an obligation to do a second cycle of being a Nazir. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, basic Nazirus is for 30 days. And therefore, he's in his first cycle right now, and the second cycle does impact him. He's going to be obligated to do it, but he's not going to actually do it until the first cycle is complete. So that's going to be an example of Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder, that it's possible to take effect even though he's already been affected by such a vow. Ve'ein shvua b'soch shvua. However, when it comes to an oath, if he simply says the same text a second time, it's not going to have any effect because it's basically nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. He's already obligated in whatever it is that he said, for example, not to eat bread, and just saying again that he swears, he takes an oath that he's not going to eat bread, is not going to change his status at all. Ketzad. How does this work? Omar hareini nazir im ochel, hareini nazir im ochel. If a person were to say, I should become a nazir if I eat. And then he says again, I should become a nazir if I eat. So he has two vows of nazir pending if he eats. Va'ochel, and then he ate. So he has two different vows coming into effect. Chayva kolachas va'achas, both of them become binding. As we mentioned, even though he's already a Nazir from one, the second one will take effect, and as soon as the first Nazirus period is completed, he's going to begin the second. However, Shavua Shalo Ochel, Shavua Shalo Ochel, if he made an oath that he would not eat, and then he made another oath of the same type, Va'ochel, and then he ate, he's only in violation one time because the second oath did not take effect because he was already bound by that very restriction. Let's skip down to six lines up from the bottom. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel explained, Afilu Omar Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, that it doesn't have to be the sophisticated case that he said, I'm a Nazir if I eat, I'm a Nazir if I eat, and then he ate, and then simultaneously the two came upon him. The same would be true if he actually put one Nazirus into effect first, and then would say, again, Hareini Nazir Hayom, I should be a Nazir, then both Nazirus would impact him, but they would be observed consecutively, first one Nazirus, and then the second. The Gemara on Amud Beis presents an important consideration in that it is possible for an oath to be adding a second oath to the very same topic. Whether that's going to obligate him twice or not, we need to develop the thought. But in our Mishnah, we said that once you're obligated once in an oath, the second oath doesn't change anything. You already said you're not going to eat, or you're not going to eat this loaf of bread. Saying again you're not going to eat, or that you're not going to eat this loaf of bread, not going to change anything. You're already bound to observe that. There is, however, an example where the oath would add and would take effect. And that is if the person is mosif, he's adding in the restrictive nature of the second oath. Just to give a quick example, if the first oath was that I won't eat this loaf of bread, and the second oath is that I won't eat anything, then that second oath would take effect. And if he eats the loaf of bread that he designated with the first oath, he's actually going to be in a double violation. Take a look at the Gemara on Amud Beis, middle of the page, middle of the line. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Shavua shelo ochel ta'enim, if a person made a vow that he would not eat figs, v'chozav omar shavua shelo ochel ta'enim va'anovim, and then he made a vow that he wouldn't eat figs and grapes, meaning the violation of this oath would be if he ate both figs and grapes. It's a new type of oath. Va'ochal ta'enim, and then he ate figs. V'ifrish karban, and he realized his mistake, and he made a karban designated for it. V'chozav va'ochal anovim, and then he would eat grapes alone. Havyele anovim chatzi shiur. The grapes would be an almost violation of his second oath, but it's considered a chatzi shiur, only half of the requisite criteria were met. Because in the second oath, he only ate the grapes. He didn't eat the grapes and the figs. Ve'im evim korban al chatzi shiur. And on that second oath, he's not going to bring a korban because he didn't violate it in its full criteria sense. Alma, but what you do see is that it does take effect. He already has an oath that he won't eat the figs. Now he's adding an oath that he won't eat figs and grapes. Excuse me. One might think that the figs doesn't take effect at all, and it's simply a vow not to eat grapes, because he's already obligated not to eat figs. And that's not the case. The second oath actually does take effect, and its criteria are figs and grapes. And the reason is, Migu dechal shvua al anovim chaylanami al te'enim. Since the oath works for grapes, because that's a new item in his oath, it also takes effect regarding the figs, and the nature of this oath, in all respects, is going to be figs and grapes. And that's the way it's going to work if you make the second oath larger in scope than the first one was. This is codified in Yoredeya Resh Lamed Ches Vav, where the Mechaber writes, Im Omar Shavua Shelo Ochel Te'enim, if a person says, I won't eat figs, V'chozev Omar Shavua Shelo Ochel Te'enim Va'anovim, and then he says, I won't eat figs and grapes, Cholu Shtei HaShavuos Al HaTe'enim. You actually have two oaths that are going to affect the figs. And if he were to violate the oaths, we would actually be calculating, did he eat figs? And then in the second oath, did he eat figs? And with the grapes, and he's going to be in two separate violations. Going back to the principle that we saw in the Mishnah, if a person makes a vow of Nazirus and then a second vow of Nazirus, so they will both take effect and he will observe them consecutively. Regarding a Shavua, an oath, if he makes the oath regarding the same exact thing, the second oath is irrelevant. However, if the second oath is kolel, is broader than the first oath, it will take effect, and we will have to follow through the ramifications of that second oath, whatever it is, if it has to be the figs with the grapes, or whatever the criteria are, but he will actually have two oaths in effect. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.